So this is the hypnotic and also practice that's very helpful for sleeping. And lie comfortably. And sometimes there's an injunction in Nidra which says, do not sleep, remain alert, do not go to sleep. Which is, of course, a reverse suggestion, and of course, many people simply do fall asleep. And my suggestion is that you take your time and don't fall asleep too quickly, just when it suits you. And you can, of course, feel free to go to sleep as quickly and as deeply and for as long as you like. And what can happen is that as you listen to the different sounds that are outside, you can use the sounds to go from here to there. And you can become more and more comfortable. Body's resting on the ground. You're adjusting the position as you need to, making sure that it's warm enough so that as the practice continues, you can go into your own safe and comfortable place and remain there, which is a good thing to do. And the sound of my voice will carry on. You can listen to it consciously, or you can listen to it as a murmur in the background. And I'll carry on talking to you. So, there are different things that can happen in Nidra. And we've explored some of the rotations. And what we'll do now is a slightly different rotation. Now your bodies are lying in different shapes, on the side, on the back, on the front, and so forth. So I'm going to ask you to imagine, as we did with the elemental practice, that there is another body, another person with the same physiology and so forth as your body, physiognomy, oh, I can't remember how to say it properly. Anyway, another duplicate body, and it's lying there in Shavasana with the arms away from the sides and the feet out. Just being there, and you can imagine that what you can do is you can travel around this body, and you can feel as you lay there, starting with the right thumb from the wrist, and you can trace the contour of this right thumb and the gap between the thumb and the index finger, and going along the contour of the index finger and the little webbing gap between the index and the middle finger, and just carrying on like that, up and down one side and the other of each finger, and then traveling up the arm. And as you do this, you go up to the neck, the contour of the neck, of the ear, around the head, as if this person were like a giant gingerbread man or woman, and you're just cutting out the silhouette, tracing it in your imagination and sensation. And you can carry on all down the left side, the arm and the fingers, and up towards the armpit, and just carrying on like that until eventually you come back to meet where you started, at the right wrist by the thumb. the base of the thumb. And you can feel as we have this analogy of a gingerbread person, that the person can, in fact, as if they were laying on the most wonderful, beautiful, lovely beach in the world, under the hot sun and on top of the hot sand, and being very gently baked, and the dough rising, or the gingerbread rising, until they feel quite toasty and done. And you can put that gingerbread person to one side to have later as you like, and carry on with the breathing, remembering that the breath is in fact always there, always with you. And just watching it coming in and going out, hearing the sounds, feeling the breath, this body resting on the ground in this room with your peers in this semicircle. Breathing in and breathing out. And you can let the awareness travel along the spine, inhaling up and exhaling down. And I'd like you to imagine, just imagine, as vividly or abstractly as you like, that in the space of the heart, in the spine, very comfortably situated, is a golden oval shape, rather like an egg. It's not an actual egg, it's made of gold. And it's the kind of golden oval, golden egg, that lays in the heart space of the heart, in the spine, where it's not digging into the back, it just feels really comfortable. And it's full of a brilliant light, like a searchlight in the depths of the night on the sea. It's very powerful. And at the same time as being very powerful and very bright, a little point of light in the darkness that can surround us at night. It's also very heavy, because gold is one of the heavier elements, heavier than lead, for example. And an interesting thing to observe as you carry on breathing up and down the spine, being aware of this golden oval in the heart space on each inhale and each exhale along the spine. The interesting fact is that most of the gold that's been mined, which would form a cube if it was all joined together, around about 26 meters squared. It's quite a big block of gold, but that's all the gold that's been mined in the history of man, well, that we know about. Because most of the gold, being so heavy, has sunk down through the crust of the earth, thousands of miles down, and it surrounds the iron core of our planet. So we live on an iron planet. It's also a blue planet. It's just blue on the outside, but in the inside, it's full of iron. So we can think of Mother Earth as being as hard as iron, but with a heart of gold that encases all of this iron. And this layer of gold covers the entire inner surface of the world, and it's about half a meter thick. There's enough gold there for everyone. if we could get to it. And the little golden oval, golden egg in the spine that's full of light, but also feeling very heavy, and letting the body feel that it's really resting on the earth, resonates with that larger golden ball that covers the iron core of our planet. So let that carry on being there, somewhere in your awareness during this practice. And of course, the golden oval is just a metaphor for something much more powerful. But the golden ball deep in the earth is really there. And your golden oval is full of light, brilliant, untarnishable. And what I'd like you to do, as you carry on laying on the ground, breathing up and down the spine, is to sit beside yourself. And you might choose to sit on one side of your body, just observing it, what it looks like, how it may be covered and clothed, with or without an eye bag. And if you were on the other side of the body, what it would look like from there, the body lying here on the ground, listening to all the sounds and the sound of my voice. Or what it would be like to sit by your head looking down towards your toes. Or to sit by your toes looking up towards your head. And I'm going to ask that you choose a place to sit from one of these positions. And you can lean back. And as you lean back, you find that you're leaning back against yourself. And you're sitting back to back, spine supporting spine, back of head supporting back of head, shoulder blades touching. As you sit beside yourself, lying there on the ground, listening, becoming more and more comfortable. And breathing along the spine, breathing up the spine on the inhale and down the spine on the exhale. And each spine having that golden oval or golden egg. And although they might seem to be different spines, they're all the same. The golden egg is the same, it's just in three different places, but it's also in one. And as you sit there with your back to your back, knowing that you do in fact have your back, you can feel the brilliance of this golden egg and the support of the earth, of your body lying there, of your back resting against your other back, keeping watch, being at ease, so that as you take your time to drift away from here to there to nowhere in particular, safely and soundly, you know that you've got your back, that you're safe and guarded, that you can rest deeply, sweetly, profoundly, as long as you need to. A restful, healing sleep, the sleep of Nidra. Knowing what you need to know in the way that makes sense to you. Safe, sound, sound, safe, breathing, healing, being. And the weight of everything accepted by the earth herself, who can deal with all of our burdens and still cherish us. So rest, sleep sweetly, deeply, peacefully. Sleep well. Sleep well. Dream well.